This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour now on the Good Day program. It's our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the official list that's been sent to us, and you can have access to it as well. Talkers Magazine charts up all of the items, the stories, the people every week. We discuss it here in the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what popular talk hosts and our folks on the Good Day program are saying about these issues. But also we're joined by Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, longtime member of the Doug Steffen Fan Club.
Always. I was the founding member, I think.
Yes, you were, as a matter of fact. That's very true. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The story list includes the passing of Representative Jackie Walorski. So, Jennifer, you're always up on these things. What did she bring to the table? Why? I mean, she was in a car with four or five other people. They died in a head-on car crash in Indiana. But what is there about her that was unique or different? Did she? I had not ever heard of her before, but then there were 435 members of the House, yeah. And I'm sure there are plenty of them I don't know anything about.
Yeah, if you don't live in that area, you may not know her. But from what I hear, and I was listening to the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, talk about her yesterday, and he said that she was always one that was tough as nails, but always willing to work and would work across the aisle, actually. She mm-hmm. had a lot of bipartisan stuff that she had behind her, which I don't think we see as much of today. But
nope.
She was a fighter for the important stuff that mattered, and she had a really great reputation. Her husband, I guess, was a very visible part of her life, would be in Washington, D.C. a lot, and people just respected her, and she would take the tough jobs, the jobs that a lot of people didn't want to take. So I think she will be missed. And then, of course, she had two aides with her in her car. I think one of them worked for Marco Rubio's presidential campaign as well, so the communications director who passed away. So it's mm-hmm. it's sad. It's a reminder that you just never know. You know, we always think
for sure.
of all of this time ahead of us, and you know, mm-hmm. you just don't know when you leave your house, and you got to yep. be grateful for every day.
That's it. Okay, so she's also number 10 on the people list as well, Representative Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. At number 9 on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the focus on race relations, the Department of Justice has made a significant move this week in the investigation into Breonna Taylor and that whole incident, the killing, the police raid. Remember this from how many years ago is this now?
This is 2020.
Yeah, 2 years. Thing is, 2 years ago. So the Attorney General has announced charges against four police officers. Charges include unconstitutional use of force, unlawful conspiracy, civil rights offenses, and other things. The detective in the case said to have, quote, willfully used unconstitutionally excessive force when he fired his service weapon into the apartment, into Breonna Taylor's apartment, through a covered window. Another former detective, Joshua Janes, and Detective Kelly Goodlett, charged with submitting a false affidavit to search the apartment and then putting together a false cover story in an attempt to escape responsibility for their roles. So that's the real bugaboo as far as I'm concerned, that part of it, making it up, trying. And then you wonder about how many of these things happen. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
No, I think we need to know more about the search warrant, how they worked on it, if there were things going on there. I think this is one of those hard ones. You know, it's not as clear-cut as looking at Derek Chauvin. And this one was...
Is that only because there was no video, because it was at night?
No, I don't even... I mean, yes, of course, video is a helpful component in all of this, but we do know that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend in the house was shooting at officers. And so it's really hard, and I understand, you know, he says he didn't hear, he didn't...
Why was he... Because he thought somebody was coming into the house, somebody was...
Right.
Yeah,
and
breaking
so,
into the house.
You know, call this... I don't know if it was willfully trying to murder someone but on the police officer's part, because they have someone shooting inside, and it just seems...
Bad police work. They didn't announce themselves. Nobody knew who they were. They just showed up because they wanted to... They were being quiet.
She was in a different room, too.
I think that they said, they finally said she was in the hallway, I think. I know she was in the bedroom. There's still just a lot of information on this one that makes it it makes it tough, you know. And did they say it? Did he not hear it? It's horrible because someone's dead over the mistakes.
Yep. Mistakes. We all make mistakes. Own up to them. Fess up to them. And don't try to cover them up. I think that's the problem with that. Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The continuing focus on COVID and then the new thing with monkeypox and all of that stuff. I have noticed a couple of different things floating around. Jennifer, how have you handled the monkeypox thing on your morning program on KRLA?
Well, I just went out and got them just so I could share.
No. Good for you.
We haven't really talked about monkeypox. I mean, it's happening in a very small portion of people. I think 4 children across the country have monkeypox. I even think in some of the more high-risk communities, in gay communities, it's not all that prevalent. And that's supposed to be the place where, you know, people are actually now saying it's transmitted sexually, which is not true. It's long-term skin-on-skin contact. So that's what people need to remember.
Well, that's different than what I've heard this week, because I have done, and we've talked about it here a couple of times, Jay, the fact that it is something that basically is transferred among gay or bisexual
right
men
now, yes.
By having fluid contact. Much like AIDS. That's the wrap
that
I've
seen.
That's
one of the things that they're also saying, the CDC and the WHO and everybody is saying, that relating it to STDs or STIs is misinformation because of the exact way that this isn't a sexually transmitted disease, but it is a disease that certain populations are
more
to be
likely
more,
to get,
yeah, they might get
yeah.
it more easily than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But as far as
I don't love the emergency state.
I don't either. It's ridiculous.
Well,
yeah.
Especially if we're gonna look at what's really killing people right now, and there has not been a pandemic, an endemic.
It doesn't kill you. Number one.
Well, I mean, the fentanyl in this country is killing people. People are overdosing on fentanyl, young people, every single day, and more people are dying from that than monkeypox and COVID at this point. So if we're going to start doing these declarations, I just wish they were properly placed. But
well, you come from
control.
You come from Crazyville. California declares everything an emergency. So I think you and what's the other state? There were 2 states.
New York, California, and then the individual
state.
Cities. Los Angeles, San Francisco did it as well, and then Biden did it this week for the whole country.
All right, number 7 on the list is the situation with Alex Jones. We'll talk about what the jury has found regarding Mr. Jones after this here on our Talk Radio Review.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
16 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, with input from Jennifer Horn, doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles, has been associated with me in this program for a long time. Jay Kirshner is here as well from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Alex Jones, the host of a radio program called InfoWars. Now, I've been in the radio business for, Jennifer will tell you, as long as there have been radios. Jennifer will tell you that I've been on the air that long.
Used to drive his dinosaur to the radio station, park the car, take out the piece of string.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, so I've met Alex Jones once. That meeting convinced me that there was probably nothing that I wanted to listen to that he had to say on the air. A lot of you like him. I'm sure that there's a place for him, or there used to be, but he now has to pay up $4 million to the parents in Sandy Hook. The jury didn't take very long to figure out. They were in and out fast. It was pretty obvious what went on here. He's declared bankruptcy, so he probably will never pay the money. But at any rate, the decision made this past Thursday was for the plaintiffs Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, who requested $150 million in compensatory damages when the trial started. Now, of course, there'll be appeals and all kinds of stuff, but I don't get it's freedom of speech. Yep, love it. We wouldn't exist without it. But what is there that's attractive about what this guy has had to say? That's what
I think it's salacious, and he plays off of people's distrust of the government, which continues to grow.
I do that.
I proudly can tell you that I have never listened to Alex Jones. He just, he doesn't do it for me, but no. I also stand with people I don't agree with to allow free speech. And
yeah.
The thing that makes this interesting, if you take the emotion out of it, because of course Sandy Hook is just so, it's heartbreaking, but if you take the emotion out of it and you go, okay, what can someone say about someone else? Because this is about freedom of speech and then when that crosses the line into defamation. And I think that when he was talking about Sandy Hook being fake with actors, is that defamation of the parents who have been out there crying and mourning publicly the loss of their children. Mm-hmm. And that's what the jury was deciding on in this particular case. And it's interesting because it does set precedence. You take away the dramatic thing at the center of it, but it does have implications about what we do in the talk radio business as to what is our freedom of speech and what crosses the line into defamation.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he crossed the line. But we always have questions about freedom of speech. I think there are a lot of people who want to shut down. You hear from folks, and we do with our social media here as well. We'll get to some of your comments, by the way, in a few moments from the social media side of things. But the people who I get, I even had somebody, Jennifer, send me an email to my Eastleigh Farm account talking about how dare I say this and don't I know that. And, you know, this kind of, it's gone further than just people connecting with me on social media connected to the program. They've now gone into, they're trying to find me. And basically, how dare you? Don't you know this? Don't you know that? Because I said something this woman didn't agree with. And that was it.
You got my email.
Yeah. Good going, Jennifer. Oh, you're always such a big help. Isn't it wonderful to have Jennifer? Anyway, so Alex Jones, and he's still on the radio. You can still hear him here. And he was on during the trial. And I thought some of the things that he said that I heard audio cuts from his, I thought it was craziness that he would basically throw. Throw salt in the wound. What do you think is going to happen? Is this reality? You know, there's a rubber hit the road there. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thank you. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers' markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for us to examine items from the charts with comments from social media focused on those charts, or items from the charts. Number one on the people list is Joe Biden. We asked this week whether or not President Biden should run for a second term. Jay, what'd you get out of some of our listeners?
Well, social media comments definitely kind of coincide with his current ratings. Not great.
Zero.
Yeah. Greg Donahoe says, yes, he should. It would be the surest way to get someone else into office. Lem Turnberg says, no, this country can't handle another term with him as president. And Chris Marengo adds, of course he should run. It's his prerogative. And if his party wants him to do it, and they'll vote for him and put him on their ticket. This is still America. It's freedom.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. It doesn't speak to the naivete of how the system works. It wasn't his prerogative. He did want to run, sort of, but he was pushed into it by the Democratic National Committee. They made the choice. They made it happen. And it just gives you more.
It's very powerful compared to the RNC. The RNC always have 20 million candidates. And believe me, you don't think that the RNC wanted Trump to be the candidate. In 2016, they wanted someone like Marco Rubio. But people have more power in the Republican Party than do the Democrats. The Democrats, when they're told to get out, they better get out. And that's kind of what's happening here. And now the party's going, well, maybe we made the wrong decision. And
Hillary for president! Yay!
You know, do they try to get him out before 2024? Do they try to keep him in until 2024? It's just a mess.
If you want to make more of a mess than you have, what's-her-face, who's vice president, become the president? You're talking about a mess now. Wow.
His approval rating right now is 31% in the polls. So
down to 22 at one point not long ago.
It's not great.
No. Okay. So there's been an issue this week that's come up. It's actually not in the countdown, but it's worth a moment or two of our time. The discussion of parents leashing their children. We saw a story that we talked about, Jennifer, this week of one fellow who had five children. They were all on a leash.
So. They're quintuplets. So, quintuplets. Five children, 5 years of age. They like to explore, and he just feels like they do have a six child stroller, but it's so big and bulky. And the kids are five; they want to walk, they want to explore. So he uses a harness leash kind of situation, and a lot of people on social media went for him. M. Dixon says, "I used one with mine. He's now 28. It gives them some freedom, yet close at hand to the adult, and this way the kids get to explore without getting snatched up. Kids can get snatched up easily these days, and." He was probably shamed by people who don't have kids or people who have had others raise their kids. He's probably a really good dad.
All right. Okay, what else have you got with this department?
Michael Durr says, I disagree with using a leash with kids. It seems like lazy parenting. Why not just pay attention to your children? Why not hold hands? By the way, I have four. I didn't use a leash. So many aspects to parenting. The dad in question might be a terrific dad in other areas, but I must admit, I judged this when I saw it, but to each their own.
Yeah.
I judged this before I had a kid. I have one, and I was like, oh, I get it.
I think five, the same age. Let the guy do whatever he needs to do.
There you go.
That's a lot.
All right, 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles, Bentley.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
That's a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
Use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans are feeling the effects of the recession, Senate Democrats continue to spend massive amounts of money with zero Republican support. The Inflation Reduction Act took Vice President Kamala Harris's vote to break the Senate tie over the weekend. Republicans claim this will further spiral our economy downward. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the bill a defining legislative feat of the 21st century.
As you know, it's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated.
62-year-old Gustavo Petro, a former member of a guerrilla group that had fought the Colombian state, was inaugurated Sunday as president. Mr. Petro pledged that he would work to lower poverty and hunger in his country of 50 million people. In a veiled confirmation, Lady Gaga will play Harley Quinn in the next Joker movie set for release in October of 2024. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As the relationship between the United States and China reaches new lows, Ambassador Robert O'Brien on Fox News is the former National Security Advisor to President Trump. He says to deter China from invading Taiwan, we need to get our Navy up to the task.
Well, the Chinese now have the largest Navy in the world, ship size. And when you think about that and what their intention is, Xi Jinping has said, just like Putin said he was going to invade Ukraine, Xi Jinping has said he's going to take over Taiwan. And the way to stop an amphibious invasion of Taiwan, missile strikes against Taiwan, is to have a strong Navy to deter China from taking such action. And what we see with our Navy now, President Trump had a plan for a 355-ship Navy. We need a 355-ship Navy. Keep in mind, you talked about Ronald Reagan earlier and talked about peace through strength, his policy. He had a 600-ship Navy. The Russians, the Chinese, no one dared to mess with the United States Navy in those days.
A fragile ceasefire to end nearly 3 days of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza stayed true throughout the night into Monday morning. The flare-up was the worst fighting between the two groups since Israel and Hamas rulers fought an 11-day war last year. An update on the lightning strike at Lafayette Park near the White House last week. A husband and wife from Wisconsin succumbed to their injuries. James and Donna Mueller of Janesville, Wisconsin, were celebrating 56 years of marriage. And an identified 29-year-old man also died in the sudden lightning strike. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Scientists doing a survey of a microorganism over in Scotland have found a new DNA strain of fungi. Right? Is that how you say the plural of fungus is fungi?
Fungi.
I want to say that. Fungi. I have said that to a couple of people. Hey, fungi. And they don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Did you just call me a mushroom?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding the issues of the week according to the charts listed both at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn at number 6. The Russian-Ukrainian war. I suppose the biggest thing to come out of this week is what's going on with Brittany Griner, sentenced to 9 years in prison, found guilty of drug possession. You never thought that anything else was going to happen except that she found guilty, fined $16,000, prosecutors asking the court to hand her a 9-year sentence. She apologized ahead of the sentencing, and so that didn't seem to make much difference because she was sentenced to 9 years, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what she got?
Yeah, just under the maximum of 10. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. I think a lot of times Americans think that their protections follow them other places, and they don't. So as much as it seems like this is ridiculous, marijuana possession for 9.5 years, it's the rules in Russia, and of course they're going to make sure that every rule is followed because they want to use her as a political pawn.
Right.
And now we've got the very real scenario that she, just a basketball star, is going to be traded for someone who's known as like the guy who, like, the death puppet or whatever they call him.
Right, the most murderous Russian outside of Russia.
About. I mean, that's not a fair trade for the United States, but yet you also feel like you can't leave this person sitting there, and at the same time you've got 100 Americans who are still stuck in Afghanistan. So it's a bad scenario, and it's unfortunate for her, it's unfortunate for the country, it's unfortunate all the way around.
All right, also with regard to number six, the war, the Amnesty International folks accusing the Ukraine of war crimes. Huh? Of what relevancy is this after the Russians bombed the hell out of schools, churches, and
they're saying
hospitals?
They were using some of those churches, those schools, outside of regulation for military stuff. They violated international humanitarian law and endangered civilians.
Have they already? Has Amnesty has Amnesty International gone after the Russians?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been found of multiple, so many numerous.
With regards to the war,
but you know, Russia doesn't care. They're like, we're going to do what we want to do anyway.
You know, and there really are not a lot of good guys in all of this. I mean, you have to remember, Ukraine still has a ton of corruption in it. Yes, we are rooting for them. Yes, Zelensky is a brave leader. And yes, we want to see them stand up to Russia because they are... that we're relying on them as a world to do that, but there's still a lot of corruption and stuff that goes on. It cannot be denied that happens in Ukraine still today.
All of this can be true at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right. Okay, number five is a focus on the committee hearings January 6th. I noticed that Dick Cheney has called Donald Trump a coward. I don't know how that's maybe connected somewhat to his daughter's being on the committee.
He did a campaign ad for Liz Cheney because she's in real trouble. It looks like she's probably not going to win her primary in, I think it's the 23rd of August that Wyoming goes out and votes.
Yeah.
And so she's worried. She's getting a lot of money from places like California, not from within her own state, to try to help her with her campaign. So her dad did this campaign ad and said that she's brave and Trump's a coward. And it's funny. Yeah. They just to see Dick Cheney dust it off and standing in front of the camera.
Well, he's proud of his daughter. I'm no fan of his, but I do like his daughter for all kinds of reasons, and I hope she wins. Meanwhile, because Trump seems to still be connected to all of the, well, not all of them, but many of the political races, the primary for Arizona governor and the Republican side, somebody who he supported, won the primary. But what has that got to do with anything? What has Trump got to do with the issues that affect people in Arizona or people up in Liz Cheney's district? What's Trump got to do with any of this? Why would you care?
I think in some places people do and in some places people don't. Look, like a perfect example is in Georgia, where Trump endorsed the challenger to Brian Kemp, who was running in the primary for re-election, and Kemp won because the people of Georgia say, well, Trump's still really popular here, but we also really think that the governor did a good job and we're willing to give him a second chance. But I think what this does, and the reason he comes into play, is that the media is still obsessed with Donald Trump.
He's
still the leader of the Republican Party, and so there's a lot of people who want to know whose endorsements are powerful these days. And Trump, for the most part, has probably one of the most powerful endorsements in politics. I would say maybe even more powerful than the guy that I think probably has the most power on the other side of the aisle, and that's Obama. I think an Obama endorsement is similar to a Trump endorsement, but I think Trump's endorsement means something to the voters.
Not to me, but then it didn't ever mean much.
I don't know about endorsements. Like, I vote for who I want to.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, right.
The celebrity tells me who to vote for, but his endorsement still matters to some.
All right, number four, crime, guns, that sort of thing. Did you see the story about this 80-year-old guy who shot a suspect trying to rob an L.A. convenience store? Jennifer, you must have talked about this on your program.
Yeah, this is in our service area. This guy, I want to be adopted. I mean, this guy is amazing. His name is Craig Cope, 80 years old. He had a store in Riverside County in a place called Norco, and that matters because if it were in L.A. County, he might be in jail himself these days. Mm-hmm. And he said at 2:45 in the morning, he sees an SUV pull up, and he knew that something was wrong because they pulled up sideways right against the door. He saw people jump out with masks on their face, not the COVID kind, but real masks. And they come running into the store. The lead guy with an AR-15 says, "Put your hands up." And he was met by Craig Cope's shotgun. This guy shot him and shot him in the arm. The guy screamed like a little girl. He screams, "He shot my arm off. He shot my arm off." And all of this was caught on surveillance video, which went viral. The four guys go running out the door. They forget one of their people behind. They have to back up, get him in. And then what do you do when you're a dumb criminal who's been shot? Well, you got to go to the hospital. So he goes to the hospital. His friends stay in the car outside waiting for him, and the police just come by with a big butterfly net and catch them all. They've all been charged. And this poor guy had a heart attack, but he's going to be fine. He's recovering. And he warned people. He's like, "You can't just come into my store. I'm going to protect it." Mm-hmm. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, let's see. Maybe part of the story, he was on duty in the store at 2:47 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's an 80-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. He owns the store. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. But imagine at 2:47, the 80-year-old guy is running.
It's like
the
something
store.
You would do.
But if somebody came into my studio, I don't have any guns, though.
I'm not talking about shooting them. I'm talking
about at work at 2:45 in the morning.
Oh, 2:47. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
Managing
got that.
Your store at 2:00
in the morning. Yes, right. Yeah, right. That could be. That is not out of the possibility, realm of possibility. You're right. Number three, Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan. Doesn't it sound like a book that a third grader would read? Well, she's kind of acting like a third grader in my estimation. We'll talk about China's response to the trip right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
44 after the hour on the overview. I don't have much to say about Nancy Pelosi, frankly, at this point that I haven't said already. Ladies, the big military drills are on. The Chinese are acting like children. Pelosi is acting like a child. So, you know what? I would say, who cares?
I don't falter for going if that hell freeze over a little bit. Right, I like to falter for a lot of things.
Yeah. Jennifer Horan, who is the co-host of Beauty Pop, a podcast that she does with Victoria was going to say Victoria. Why did I, Victoria Jones was on my mind. I don't know why. Talk radio person. But under the circumstances, the late, great DJV program, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer and Jay and I had a great run. And so Victoria was doing this Beauty Pop thing, and you can check it out. What is it, beautypop.com? Is that where people go?
Wherever you get your podcast, not quite up yet, so we'll let you
know. All right, we're here. Okay. What is a part of our conversation today, from your point of view, the passing of Vin Scully? Comments from Jennifer after we listen to this tribute.
Vin, we love you, and this is for you, my friend.
It's time for Dodger.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium. All of us have experienced a litany of emotions, whether it would be shock, disbelief, and horror, followed by grief, mourning, and anger. All of us indeed have lost a lot. We have lost thousands of lives. We have lost some of our self-confidence. We have lost some of our freedom. And certainly, we have lost a way of life. The President of the United States has said it is time to go back to work. And so, despite a heavy heart, baseball gets up out of the dirt, brushes itself off, and will follow his command, hoping in some small way to inspire the nation to do the same. All of the ballplayers in the major leagues are wearing the American flag. Out of patriotism, yes. Out of love of country, yes. But more so, out of duty and of courage, and to pronounce a national firmness of will. You know, friends, so many people have wished me congratulations on a 67-year career in baseball, and they've wished me a wonderful retirement with my family. And now, all I can do is tell you what I wish for you. May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer. You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you've ever needed me. And I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
In my eye. No.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what's been the tone in L.A.?
The best broadcasters in radio and certainly in sports. Yeah. The voice was iconic, it was warm, it was comforting, and it was consistent. And for everybody that I've heard from in Los Angeles, and this has been rough for our entire city, it was like someone lost a friend or a family member, because Vin Scully was the consistent. When things went wrong, when you lost somebody, you could turn on a Dodger game.
Stability. Mm-hmm.
You hear him, and, you know, it was, there's something really cool about the fact that my grandfather listened to him, my dad listened to him.
Yep, there's generations there. Yep. All right, Jen, thank you. Yep. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
His website, OurAutoExpert.com, covers all sorts of things every week. All the info about cars and trucks and that sort of thing. Engines, vroom, zoom, boom. Okay, that's enough of intro for you. Kia and Hyundai apparently are reporting that a lot of people like to steal their cars. And this is a social media challenge called Kia Boys. It shows how charging cords can start up cars. You don't have to push start buttons, so you can, if you see these videos, I'm sure that you've seen them. Nick, what when you look at it, it's horrifying. The video is posted on YouTube. A guy claims to have used the method, advises if you have a Kia or a Hyundai, you're never supposed to leave a plug-in piece like this. So,
The it started off with a news story, I guess, and these are actually 15, 16-year-olds that are stealing these cars. I'm not sure it goes to all models. I think it's sort of just selected ones. And if you didn't know already, Kia and Hyundai actually are the same company. Yeah. Outside of the U.S., they're registered as separate companies inside of the U.S., but they're owned by Hyundai outside of the U.S. And it just seems to be one of those glitches. Unfortunately, and I'm sure they're working hard to fix it.
How do people figure this out? Who figures this out?
They let them out of school too early, Doug. That's what they do. They should be school 12 months a year. That would fix that problem.
And 12 hours a day. Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe 24 hours a day. I don't know.
Yeah,
obviously too much time.
Let's catch up with the Ford Explorer news. Why are they making it over?
Well, there's a makeover of the Ford Explorer, and supposedly there's a 21-inch screen on the inside, but not in the U.S. This is the new Chinese model of the Ford Explorer, and the question is, why isn't the U.S. version getting it? Well, I think they're saving it up. The U.S. version is going to have something pretty phenomenal, you know, the new Lightning
truck. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What possible use and good is a 21-inch screen while you're driving a car? You don't think people are going to be distracted by that, and it's not going to cause all kinds of accidents? Come on.
Well, the interesting thing is a lot of the HVAC controls are moving to screens now because people like to position their controls in different places. So the new fashion is that I want my controls here, or I want them here. And then, of course, those people that have managed to keep their spouses happy, they want to be able to control the screen as well. You know how that goes.
I don't have a spouse, but thanks for asking.
Well, you know how it goes. They want to be able to control the screen as well. Interestingly enough, the Jeep Grand Cherokee now has a screen for the passenger, so they don't have to play with the main screen, which I thought was kind of interesting. So the Explorer in China gets one, a 21-inch screen, and it sounds like the U.S. one's going to get an even bigger one when it gets a makeover coming soon.
I have a couple of screens. The back seats in my Range Rover have television screens. Nobody ever rides in the back. Well, I shouldn't say that. My grandson did a little bit, but nobody seems to want to use them. I don't know what they're there for. I suppose a long trip, maybe, right? You could put a disc in.
When I drove a Range Rover in the UK and picked my nephews up from school, they were absolutely gobsmacked and I put the TVs on and kept them quiet, I can tell you.
Huh. All right. Also, news from Ford on Bronco and Mavericks that are coming.
They're doing another edition of the Bronco, apparently. So we already have the Raptor, the Everglades, and the regular Bronco. They're going to be bringing another version of the Bronco out. And there's still 200,000 people, by the way, waiting to get theirs. And then the Maverick, which is their tiniest truck, which you've not been able to order, by the way, for about 4 or 5 months. They're going to start orders up again for that. But they're also introducing new trim levels. And the people who want that truck are going nuts because the orders were so crazy for the Maverick, starting at $20,000 for a little truck, that they're really chomping at the bit to get their teeth into that. So Ford are just hitting it out of the park right now with all of their new vehicles. So they're doing really well.
Yep. Well, my friend who has the Ford dealership, their size of their focus on new stuff has brought them into a level that they've never been at before. So good for them.
Absolutely.
And good for you. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com at 59 past the hour.
Of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321321. That's GRIT to 321.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.